Blog Talk Radio.
This song says, no matter who you are, no matter where you go in your life, at some point you're going to need somebody to stand by you.
Welcome to the show, everybody. If you want to speak to Lauren, call in 347-884-8245. Make sure to press the 1 on your phone. And Journey in Light will be live for the next 2 hours. Greg Keane from Lilydale will be here in 1 hour. And here is Lauren.
Hi, everyone. All right. So today I've got a very, very exciting topic to talk about, activating your personal power and solar plexus. So I've just been meditating for the last couple of hours and getting a sense with what the universe would like to offer everyone today. And I've got this beautiful warrior activation to help activate that personal power within your solar plexus and within your being and your soul. So first off, what we might do is just take a nice deep breath in and out. Another nice deep breath in and out. We ask for the angels to cut the cords and the energies to everything that doesn't belong to us. We ask that the angels be with us now. Yeah, take a nice deep breath in and out. Beautiful. Feeling your feet. Wiggle your toes. That's it. Closing your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in and out. As you breathe out all the old energy. That's it. Breathing in and out. Yeah, that's it. Feel your root chakra spinning. This beautiful red energy. Feel the roots growing from your root chakra and your feet down to Mother Earth. That's it. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Feel your feet and the roots growing deeper and deeper and deeper. Beautiful. Take a nice deep breath in. We're now going to draw up the beautiful energy of Mother Earth through our root chakra, our sacral chakra, our solar plexus, our heart chakra, our third eye, our throat chakra, our third eye, and our crown. Feel that beautiful grounding energy raining throughout your aura, throughout your being, throughout your soul. Take a nice deep breath in. And feel that energy expand out as you breathe out. Beautiful. We're now going to ask Archangel Michael and the warriors of love and light to be with us now. If you're willing, say yes. Beautiful. Take a nice deep breath in. We give thanks to Archangel Michael and the warriors of love and light for being with us right now. We're going to enter a beautiful castle, beautiful room. There's a beautiful round table, just like Arthur had. Take a nice deep breath in and out. The warriors of love and light and Archangel Michael are beckoning you to join them in the circle around this beautiful table. Walk over to the table if you're willing. Table represents equality, love, beauty. Take a nice deep breath in. and out. The warriors are now offering you armor and a sword of love and light. Take a nice deep breath in. And out. The warriors will put their right hands upon their hearts and bowing their heads slightly. They invite you to do this with them. As you join in, you can feel their strong, protective energy flowing into your solar plexus. Archangel Michael stands behind you, wrapping his wings around you. He's also holding citrine crystal. And as the warriors breathe in and out, as they are connecting to God, the citrine glows. Citrine is now flowing into your aura, into your solar plexus. And out. The warriors are telling you now that you are a warrior of love and light, that you have been so brave, that you have stood for love and light on earth. You are amazing. Take a nice deep breath in and out. These warriors are healers as well. These warriors are here to show you right now how powerful you are, and that it is safe to be powerful when you're in line with love and light. You can do no wrong when you are aligned with love and light. Your armor is there for show. Your sword is used only to cut cords of energetic fear, to release yourself from the past. Take a nice deep breath in and out. The warriors are now asking you to lie down. They're calling in a a beautiful goddess, a beautiful high priestess of love and light. If you are willing for her to conduct a beautiful healing, to show you guide of what a warrior looks like. You can be strong, still be glowing with love, with feminine energy. Take a nice deep breath in. The goddess, high priestess, is asking you now to lie down and see a beautiful yellow light spinning above the solar plexus. Feel and see a beautiful sun like a beautiful citron, beautiful crystal shining down into the solar plexus. Take a nice deep breath in and down. So right now, all this power energy has brought up a lot of fear of what power can do. And yes, power has been used in toxic ways and quite horrible ways as well. But when it comes from God, when it comes from love, no harm can come. Are you willing to accept that when power comes from God, there is nothing to fear? God loves infinitely. What we might do now is all the fears that have come up regarding power or remaining in your personal power, just feel, feel it around you. So just imagine any fear, anger being powerful. Allow it to arise up in you, in your body. That's it. Now right now, if you're willing, I'm going to do a bring in Jasper, the purple hat, and magic bells to help transform this energy. If you're willing for this to occur, to transform, say yes. Beautiful. Take a nice deep breath in. Just feel and see a beautiful chestnut, orange, horse running around. The more he runs, the more the energy is able to shift. Breathing nice and deep, in and out. Let's see. Feel and see the beautiful purple hat above your head. Purple Merlin's hat spinning faster, faster. His hat filled with love, with joy, with safety. It is safe to be powerful. You have a choice. Choice. You are loved. You are safe. Feel this purple hat energy spinning around your head, down your throat, throughout your chest, and your arms, and your shoulders. Down through all your organs. Taking a nice deep breath in. Feel and see the beautiful purple bells around your wrists and your ankles. And begin to move and stretch your body. We've shifted a lot of energy today. Oh, nice deep breath in. If you're able to, stand up and just shake your body and your arms and your legs. Run on the spot if you can. Really activate this energy. Yeah, that's it. Take a nice deep breath in. Oh, that's it. To the warriors, to Archangel Michael, to Jasper and his purple hat and bells, take a nice deep breath in. Archangel Michael is now pouring this liquid golden citrine energy through your crown chakra, down, flowing like a waterfall, down through all your chakras, flowing down throughout your body. Oof. Feel that. This beautiful golden energy is showing you that it's safe to be your own power, to stand up for yourself, to stand tall and stand proud of who you are. Archangel Michael and God are so proud of who you are. Are you willing to accept this now? Take a nice deep breath in. And out. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for today, everyone. We've cleared a lot of energy, so my recommendation would definitely be to keep breathing. Nice deep breaths in and out, to sit outside among nature, or to take a bath, or just looking after yourself will really help, just help shift this energy and looking out for your energy field. So So this is my second last week on the show. So last week will be next week. So if you'd like to get in contact with me, I invite you to send me an email at lauren.butterflytransformation@gmail.com, or you can look my Facebook page up, which is Determined Butterfly Transformation. Yeah, so I look forward to speaking to you all next week.
Okay, we thank Lauren for the show, and Journey of Light continues, though, so we invite everybody to redial back in the show. And coming up next is psychic medium Little T. She is awesome. Going to be taking your calls, and then in 30 minutes, Greg Keane will be here, psychic medium, taking your calls as well. So everybody redial, as this episode will now end.